This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
That's me. Eating my bagel by myself. Hanging out with Cal.
Yep. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No better than Cal and I. It tells us we could do without them, Cal. No. You know what, Cal? We're going to save a lot of money by not having them here.
Think of that.
Think of the amount of money we're going to save by not paying them.
You sound just like Elon Musk.
We pay them we pay them so much money.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's going to save us. All that, a lot of those zeros, but that's going to be a lot of zeros we're going to save.
Just think, when the fourth quarter budget comes out.
Yes.
I
don't have to pay them. You don't either.
We're in. Yeah.
We're in. We're hour number three, Radio Law Talk. It's the Lone Ranger, Fred Penny, by myself for the first time in a year and a half. It is going great. Cal and I are having a good time.
Yes.
We're talking about a lot of fun things. This third hour, we're going to talk about, first of all, the most important thing we're going to do is we're going to do a case or no case, see if I can win some points. But we're going to finish up with this defamation lawsuit. But I want to talk about the duck boats thing. So really quick before we do case or no case,
sure,
Cal.
Sure,
let me, by the way, 855-LAW-RADIO. Call in. Don't even call. I don't care. Don't call me. I don't want to talk to you. Or tweet us at
Radio Law Talk. Oh, using negative psychology.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's reverse psychology.
Yeah. I like it.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. So just finally, this Daryl Singletary, I just want to finish up the final point that I was talking about, hour number two.
Oh, we're talking about the singer, Daryl Singletary. And I got confused because I thought Daryl Strawberry, the outfielder, Mike Singletary, the linebacker.
No.
And I immediately made a hybrid sports personality.
There you go. So basically, this guy, Huddick, claims he's going to do this for the family and sell these songs and any downloads he gets from the digital downloads he's going to give to the family. But the interesting thing is he's still to this, at least to my knowledge, as of, I don't remember when this date. But anyway, recently there's been nothing set up yet. And that's the family's like, where's this supposed little fun setup for the family.
Well, did he set up a date from this date to that date?
No, it still hasn't been set up. At least as of a few weeks ago, but it may have recently. But he's told basically the Fox News, who posted the story online calling the new single a scam, which insinuates he's a scammer, Greg Huddick. He sued them for $25 million. So that's all I got to say about that.
Wait. Is he going to give any of that money to the family?
I think he should. Good idea.
That's what I say.
Yeah, good one, Cal. I didn't think about that, Cal.
Yeah, who cares about the stupid downloads? $25 million. Come on, that's
win the case against Fox and then give it to the family.
That's some cheese.
All right, family, do that. Let's do that. Let's see if that happens, Cal.
He
said it's defamed him, so they haven't won the case, and obviously Fox has not discussed anything at this point, so we're going to follow that. But an interesting jury award of $123 million in Washington, where the duck boat crash happened on that bridge and it killed five
individuals. This is the Seattle duck boat,
This is the Seattle one, not the one that's going on in Branson, Missouri.
Wow.
That's another one. And they basically found 70% fault of the manufacturer and 30% fault of the actual, you know,
the operator.
The duck boat operator.
Wow.
And it's interesting how you look at the facts. Apparently they did have some prior problems with the shaft or the a part of the lower portion of the duck boat that may cause some problems. And they said that they notified everybody about it, told everybody about it, and other operators fixed it, but this operator didn't fix it.
So he's saying the manufacturer, or no, because remember, right, there's a company that buys the old,
yes,
amphibious,
yep,
duck boats from World War II,
yep,
refurbishes them, sells them primarily to this one operator,
mm-hmm,
and then they told that one operator, hey, we're having a problem with this lower drive shaft or whatever, yep, it is. Here's how you fix it, and that company didn't fix it.
That's called the Ducks International.
Yeah.
And then the right operator is the Ducks of Seattle. So they're 30 to 33% at fault, and 67 to 70% were Ducks International to get this jury award of $123 million. And by the way, that wasn't everyone. Earlier, they already settled out of court for $8.25 million for some other individuals that were injured and one that was killed. So this is just for some of the other ones.
But isn't $145 million just a guaranteed, or whatever it is, isn't that a guaranteed bankruptcy?
Well, yeah, I don't know. They have insurance. The insurance does have coverage. They have insurance coverage, but I don't know. The insurance has $123,000 in insurance. So
$123 million.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. $123 million in coverage. So I don't know the facts behind that, but that's a big award, $123 million. That's not even including Branson, Missouri. When that one starts coming forth, those lawsuits are going to start rolling in.
And speaking of that, the state of California is actually considering trying to buy fire insurance for the whole state,
mm-hmm,
and I'm thinking,
no, they can't. Oregon does it,
but Oregon actually made about $60 billion in the deal because they had $60 billion more damages than premiums. But don't you think insurance companies are going to look at that and say, "Hey,
yes,
we just lost $60 billion up in Oregon. Let's, yes, sell to California."
Oh, sure, they'll sell Cal, but it's going to be, they'll say, "Okay, we're only covering certain things." And by the way, the bill is $400 million, and insurance companies take calculated risks. They are smart. They take risks, but it's a calculated risk.
Right.
So believe me, it's not going to be cheap.
Oh, the premiums.
And there's going to be, Cal, there's going to be exceptions. They're not going to allow anything, you know. And don't forget, what happens to insurance companies, they'll say PG&E was at fault. I'm not saying they are at fault, but let's say, for example, the insurance company had to pay out X amount of dollars to the state of California to cover it, they're going to go sue PG&E too and try to get the money.
So they'll go after who's ever at fault. And
exactly,
ultimately,
right,
there's a bankruptcy until you can find a deep pocket.
Right. And so what I'm saying is the insurance companies do try to go get their money back that they pay on these claims one way or the other.
Understood.
So,
okay.
So anyway, that's the long and the short of it. Kale, I'm more interested right now in making some points. Will you please help me make some points? Figure a way to throw me a softball.
Hmm. I don't know
Roll
if that's going to work, Fred. I don't
Roll
know.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
I don't know. This could be a hard one.
Oh, no.
Case or no case. And I'm going to take you now to the capital of Montana, Helena, Montana. In fact, the place where my favorite basket store is.
Really?
Helena Basket. In fact, some people say the world has gone to Helena Basket.
Oh.
But that's a whole separate story.
Well, that's a shout-out. Helena Basket.
I'm teasing. Helena Basket. The capital of the Big Sky, okay, Country State. Instead of golf, people there apparently play Falf or Frisbee Golf.
Yes.
Helena is said to have the largest number of Falf courses in the state. And, in fact, it is said that Falf was invented in Helena, Montana.
I thought fly fishing was.
Well, that too.
Okay.
Frederick Beasley of Burlingame, California, was visiting relatives in Helena, and Beasley is quite the falfer. He brought his three falf frisbees and tried to get a tee time at the local falf course.
Okay.
They were all booked up. So later that night, he grabbed his discs and went to the park, which in the business district there, to practice his game by tossing his frisbees at various objects, trees, trash cans, you know, stuff like that. Well, as he did so, an officer of the law pulled up, spoke to Mr. Beasley, issued him a summons to appear in court for playing Falf outside an approved Falf course. Beasley was outraged, decided to fight it, and so I ask you, Mr. Penny, case or no case? Just throwing a frisbee in a park, that's really what this gets down to.
I'm going to say that's a case.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to say he's found liable. He goes to court, and because there's an ordinance that says you're not allowed to throw a frisbee. Well, let me think. You know, throwing a frisbee in, I think, okay.
Sorry about the volume.
I'm going to say, yes, it's a case, and yes, throwing a frisbee, there's an ordinance that says you can't throw a frisbee in the park. You have to go to one of the designated frisbee golf facilities. Cal will tell me I got 2 points when we come back.
The answer to case or no case coming right up. The fake, false, or is it real? After this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Starks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, Cal, give me my 2 points. Please.
You really think you got 2 points out of
it? Wait a minute. Please. Yeah. I'm going to drag it out and see if it helps. Please.
Yeah. So you think you got 2 points.
I think I got 2 points.
Let me just tell folks what the case was again. There was a gentleman allegedly from Burlingame, California, who went to Helena, Montana, named Frederick Beasley. Mr. Beasley was visiting relatives. He liked to play frisbee golf or golf. He tried to get a tee time. All of the places were booked, but he said, well, this is where golf was invented. I've got to go play golf. So he goes down to a park in the business district, pardon me, downtown, starts throwing the frisbee around, and a cop pulls him over and writes him a ticket to appear in court. He decides to fight it. And the answer is case or no case. And, Fred, you said it was a case.
Oh, you know what,
but wait a minute. But wait. You get 1 point out of this.
Why?
Because you said there must be a law in Helena against playing golf in anywhere but a designated golf course.
I said that.
And there is.
Okay, that's a point.
It is actually against the law. The code section says, this is interesting. The code section says, interesting to me, no person shall play or engage in the game of golf or throw a golf disc at nighttime in any area within the business improvement district that has not been sanctioned as a designated golf course.
You know
what the misdemeanor costs you?
What?
$500 or 6 months in jail.
Golf is very serious.
Apparently so.
Very serious, Cal. Well, give me that point now.
I did.
I'm happy.
Now you
have. At least I got something. And, and guess what? Ignore the texts or phone calls from my co-conspirators that are not here today, all right?
Oh, it's too late. They've already gotten no points.
No points. Well, thanks, Cal. I get the 1 point.
And that concludes case or no case. Congratulations, Fred. You got a point.
All righty. Hey, Kevin Spacey, we've been talking about this Kevin Spacey thing for quite some time. Now, if you guys remember, Kevin Spacey was criminally charged in Massachusetts for indecent assault and battery to apparently it's a former news anchor woman's son that was 18 years old, was in a bar, and apparently Kevin Spacey made some moves and allegedly touched him inappropriately, according to the kid or the 18-year-old young man, and he's bringing that, they're bringing charges against him in Massachusetts for that, which, look, I'm wondering if this was anybody else other than Kevin Spacey, if this would have actually gone forth. I don't know, and that's what I'm wondering. You know what, guys? 855 Law Radio, if you have an opinion on that, I think it was just a normal Joe Schmo. The DAs would have said, I don't have time.
And we have a caller on the telephone, I think, has a question for you, Fred. This is Fred to Fred.
Fred, is this the Fred that I know?
This is the Fred that you know.
Uh-oh, Cal, do you know which Fred this is?
Well, I know it's not you.
I know it's not me. This is Famous Fred.
I think it's the other Fred, Famous Fred.
This is the mother, Frederick Penny's mother.
Oh, no, it's not.
Penny's mother knew how to spell Frederick.
Yeah, I think this is Fred Weinberg.
Fred Weinberg's.
Oh, he is the CEO and president of USA Radio. Did you know that, Cal?
Yes, and
he's the boss.
He told me, he said this just on the phone, he said, I need some free legal advice. I said, well, right show. Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't need legal. He's smarter than most lawyers.
We don't give legal advice on this show. You know that.
What do you want to talk about today? I know that there's a lot of issues going on out there that you follow. Fred Weinberg is the CEO and president of USA Radio Network and is a busy man. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just happen to have our favorite television network up on my monitor here, and I saw your governor.
Oh, it gets Gavin Newsom because you're not from California.
You used to have Governor Newsom, now you have Governor Butthead.
Yeah, you got to be careful. We're on the radio.
He's announcing that he's suing the president over the president's declaration under the 1976 National Emergencies Act.
Right.
What he said he would do. Why would he be able to sue? They already put the wall up in San Diego.
So what you're talking about? Okay, so you're talking about the National Emergencies issue here, the National Emergency Act.
Well, first off, before
we
go,
the argument, of course, on the part of the Democrats, and I realize that this show is largely non-political.
But it is.
Politics are kind of baked into this,
right?
In 1976, Congress gave the president specific authority to declare national emergencies and do things that normally you couldn't do without Congress's approval. And the argument now is, well, you know, Congress has the power of the purse. This is unconstitutional. And here's what's going to happen, I think.
Okay.
And this is based on a case that was just settled last week, sort of. If you remember, the president got sued by the state of California once before because he didn't get environmental impact statements for putting up the wall in San Diego.
Right.
And the very same judge who the president insulted by saying that he was biased because he's Hispanic actually ruled for the president. And it went up to the Ninth Circuit, and lo and behold, they upheld the judge. And so,
well, the Fred, go ahead.
Based on that, I'm thinking, assuming this case happens, they may get a favorable, as the president said yesterday, they may get a favorable ruling at the district level. They may get a favorable ruling at the Ninth Circuit level. But the Supreme Court is going to show heavy deference to the president.
Yeah, no.
The law says what it says.
Yeah, it's very clear. And this has nothing to do with right wing, left wing, middle, because it is absolutely clear under the National Emergencies Act that a president may declare an emergency. And by the way, there are existing 31 active national emergencies going on right now. Everything from Obama. Yeah, Obama did, Bush, Carter, you know, there's
Clinton, Reagan,
they all have, and there's been no issue. In fact, Jimmy Carter's got the longest standing, if you know that, the longest standing declaration.
Those Iranian assets.
Yeah, 1979. That was November of 1979. So here's the interesting thing. So then the question comes up, Fred, and we're running out of time, but I want to talk about whether or not Congress can now, once he declares the emergency, can Congress then shut it down? So hang on, Fred. I want you to stay on the line. We're going to be right back after the break.
This is Radio Law Talk, and you're listening to it on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio stations, and we thank you. We will be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats lining up to oppose the president's national emergency declaration to get money for a border wall. California Governor Gavin Newsom on MSNBC.
California is prepared to file a lawsuit. California is prepared to call this what this is, which is a theater of the absurd. California is prepared to continue to remind the American people this is a manufactured crisis. Border crossings up to 2017 were at the lowest level since 1971.
Former NYPD Lieutenant Joe Cardinale tells Fox News the response by the SWAT team in Aurora, Illinois to Friday's mass shooting was excellent.
For the families of the victims, it's just a sad, sad day. But once again, law enforcement shines in these moments, and this is how they handle it under the greatest stress you can imagine.
The gunman was able to kill five people and wound five police officers before being killed in an exchange of gunfire with law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah, we're talking with Fred Weinberg, the CEO and president of USA Radio Network, about the national emergency that Donald Trump has declared and whether or not a president can declare a national emergency under the National Emergency Act. And a point that I was making as we took a break was, here's an interesting thing. The question is, he can do that. But the question is can Congress in any way, the House or the Senate or both, reject it if they decide to vote? Well, let me tell you, they tried in the early 1980s, and the United States Supreme Court struck it down. They tried to say that if both houses vote to strike down the emergency, then they can do that. So they came back in 1985, and Congress revised the law that said basically jointly Congress and the president each have to sign in order to cancel it. So basically they can't cancel it. Now the argument's going to be for Democrats and Republicans. The Democrats, and I'm going to get to you in a second, Fred, so hang on. So the Democrats are going to argue that, but the first thing is they're going to say is there's no emergency. He can't declare this as an emergency. And again, not politically motivated one way or the other, not true. They can't, I don't know of anywhere in the Constitution or in this act, which is, the act, hold on, let me give you the exact, it is 50 U.S.C. 34. But anyway, this act, whether or not the president has to say, it has to be a certain type of emergency.
What's the legal definition of an emergency is the question.
That's deep, but I tell you right now, it's pretty much wide open.
Right, that's the point.
And if you go back to all the other presidents in the recent history, they've done it for just about anything and everything. And so good luck. And by the way, since 1976 to 2007, 42 national emergencies have been declared by the presidents. Again, from 76 to 2007, 42 national emergencies. Guess how many Cal and Fred times Congress has decided to try to vote against or override these?
None.
How many times?
None.
Zero.
No, it's
zero.
Once, I think.
Yeah. Once? I my understanding is...
It resulted in a Supreme Court case you just...
Well, yeah, but I'm saying 40 years, within the past, 30, 40 years, it's never been overridden. Yeah, no, let's see. Yeah,
oh, it's never been overridden.
Yeah, so... No, never been overridden is what I said. So, or what I meant. So, I think the issue here is more of... If the Democrats want to argue anything, this is where I would be arguing. If I'm the Democrats, I'm arguing this. If I'm the Republicans, I'm arguing what they're arguing, which is he can do it, and they've been done it in the past. In fact, there's Obama's done it and Clinton. But what I would argue
about Obama's had the most, by the way, of any recent president with 13 of these.
Yeah, there's been that's a number of them.
So 13 are still active.
Still active.
Yes, 17. Right, Fred. So here's what I would, if I was a Democrat, I'd argue the following. The big issue here, I think, is where you're going to get the money. Now, he said, you could hear him saying in his press conference, President Bush, that there's plenty of money there. But it's still got to come from somewhere. And so that may be the sticking point.
He's reprogramming. He's moving money from the Department of Defense.
Right.
Moving money from the drug interdiction funds, which, by the way, is poetic justice.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not a big fan of forfeitures, but in this case, I'm willing to make exception.
So that's interesting, Fred. But the argument would be some of that money is ear tagged for our soldiers' housing and stuff like that. But how would President Trump overcome that, Fred? In your opinion,
the president under the act actually has the right to reprogram funds.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and you know, anytime. And there's a fair amount, by the way, of money in terms of construction that isn't actually earmarked for the Corps of Engineers, as an example.
Right, they just have a fund. Right.
They just have a fund, and they don't earmark each military project. So I don't think that the Democrats are going. The biggest argument anybody's got is, well, gee, if when there's eventually a liberal Democrat, maybe they'll declare a national emergency for global warming or global cooling or global whatever they call it. And my answer to that is it's already been done. It's been done by every president since the – in fact, in terms of executive orders, you know what Abraham Lincoln's sole executive order was?
Free the slaves.
It was the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right.
You know, I always love liberal Democrats that want to argue about presidential executive orders when, in point of fact, an executive order was the Emancipation Proclamation. George Washington issued the first executive order. All that happened in 1976 was they codified it for emergencies.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, is I didn't know this until I studied it more, but Trump's already December 2017, September 2018, and November 2018 already had three other emergencies, and there was no even question about those.
And the argument, of course, that a lot of people make, I heard Chuck Schumer making the argument, well, this shreds the Constitution.
Please.
Really?
No, it doesn't, no.
You know it doesn't. If the National Emergencies Act is unconstitutional, they're going to have to undo a whole bunch of other acts because basically the National Emergencies Act allows Congress to delegate to the president and to the executive branch. And how do you think Obamacare came about? It didn't come about through that. It came about, it passed a law, and the law was, 2,700 pages, and then they said, okay, now executive branch, fill this in, and the Obama administration came up with another, 15,000 pages of regulations.
Right. There's also...
If the court were to declare this act unconstitutional, you can go back for a whole list of other laws that are unconstitutional on the same basis.
Yeah. I think that's another interesting thing that's just kind of a little sidebar of this is, The act also requires the president and the executive agencies to maintain records of all orders, regulations that proceed from the use of emergency authority, and to regularly report the costs incurred to Congress. This is that's under Wikipedia. I just pulled up a Wikipedia on that issue, and I didn't realize that he's going to have to maintain all records. He's going to have to regularly report to Congress about what's going on and how the spending is going.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
They will.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to come of this? If you had a crystal ball, Fred, and what's your opinion? Republican, Democrat, moderate. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm guessing
with this?
He wins at the Supreme Court, if not in the same manner as he just won the issue on the environmental impact statements.
Right.
Because the courts have a long tradition of deferring to the authority of the commander-in-chief.
Right.
If the commander-in-chief says this is a national security emergency
right. At
the border, no matter what Nancy Pelosi says, no matter what Chuck Schumer says, it's a national emergency.
Right. That's the issue that I brought up.
At the border.
Yeah, that's why I brought up, because their argument's going to be, well, this is not a real emergency. Well, I don't think...
Who gets to decide?
Yeah, you can't tell the president. And again, Obama,
and
Trump. Yeah,
he's also the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, you don't tell him what's a national emergency. They didn't, Obama and Clinton, they didn't, and Bush, they didn't question what they called national emergencies. And again, this is not a politically right-wing, left-wing, middle thing I'm discussing.
In the mid-60s, Congress didn't pass the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution until we'd been in Vietnam, 10 years already.
Right. No, you're right. That's true. But my point is none of these other ones that they've done in the past show anything where they couldn't do basic or call whatever they want to call an emergency an emergency.
I think the president's best answer is, well, when you get to be president, you can decide what a national emergency is.
Right.
Until then, and
well,
that's what he said.
There's another factor here, too, and I think that it's the big elephant in the room. We've had a broken immigration system since prior to Ronald Reagan, and probably prior to that. And the fact is Congress has done nothing, despite plenty of opportunities to fix it, because everybody's got some skin in the game. Everybody wants cheap labor. Everybody wants to close their eyes. And now it's not working anymore because the American public's had enough.
Right. I think you're right, Frank, because it's not – everyone thinks it's only, the right-wing or Republican types that don't want immigration. You got farmers that are very conservative people that are worried about how are they going to get their labor? Who's going to do this work?
Well, there's a way to fix that.
Yeah, and I know. That's what my point is what I'm trying to bring up, Fred, which you bring up a good point, which is – this is not easy. This is difficult. And I think Congress has kicked the can down the road because it's too difficult and they don't want to deal with it. Now we're dealing with it. But, Fred, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate all you do. We love USA Radio. Thank you, USA Radio, for carrying Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We'll be back with our final segment.
You are on Radio Law Talk, which is on your radio and on RadioLawTalk.com. Turn it up. There's one more segment coming up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
It's
been said. Any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Around the world. This is RadioLawTalk.com.
And here's your host, Mr. Fred Penny.
The Lone Ranger. Final segment. I really want to get into the Michael Jackson issue here with the new HBO documentary coming out called Leaving Neverland. But we got to get to that, Cal. But I want to finish up on really briefly on the Kevin Spacey issue.
Sure.
Before we got the call in from Fred Weinberg, by the way. Thank you again, Fred. You made some great comments. But so what's happened is he's got another lawsuit against him now. Someone alleging that they came out to Malibu, gave him a massage. Apparently, it was a massage therapist of some sort, and he was forced to touch him in ways that he was uncomfortable. At least this is the lawsuit coming forth from this massage therapist. This massage therapist is anonymous, and the name is not being put out by the judge. And the judge has, at this point, using his discretion and leaving the name out. But Spacey's got a good argument. Spacey's saying throw this case out or this person has to come out and say who they are, because I need to know who's bringing this up against me.
Well, is there not a constitutional guarantee that a person can confront his accuser in court?
In criminal cases.
But not in civil.
This is a civil case, so the judge has a little more discretion.
Why isn't it a criminal case?
Well, look, I'm not a constitutionalist, but I know under the Constitution they have the right to face their accusers.
Right.
That doesn't mean the accuser's name, because if they're a child and stuff like that, that doesn't mean their name can be put out there. But in a civil case, it's the person's name versus the other person's name. And they just put like Doe 1 through 3.
If you sued me, it'd be Penny versus Hunter, right?
Right, right. That's exactly right. But here's a good argument for Spacey. Spacey's lawyer said, you know, this is going to prevent, and I quote, prevents possible unknown third parties with information about plaintiff, that is the person who is suing, alleging this, and his factual allegations from coming forward with information relevant to Mr. Fowler, that's Spacey's real legal name, his defense. So if they don't know who it is, how can they go out and find witnesses and say, no, this guy lied, he said that about three other people, or this really didn't happen, or he told this, I'm talking about he, the massage therapist, told someone else, oh, no, I'm faking.
The alleged victim.
How can you do that when you don't even know their name?
Right.
And so I'm kind of a little bit on Spacey's side there. But for now, the judge is keeping it a little bit under wraps at this time, and we'll see how that goes. I don't want to get into that in detail.
Well, none of us are in favor of what allegedly happened.
Right.
But we are in favor of Spacey or anybody else having their rights maintained.
That's exactly right. And not only that, if someone's accusing you of something, not only do you need to have the right to face them, but to defend yourself. And how you defend yourself is we don't know who this person is, so you can't go out and investigate, right?
It's a ghost.
Yeah.
It's a ghost.
Yeah. You can't go out and find out about this person, and maybe they told someone else, oh no, I nothing really happened.
Look, I'm going to get money out of Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, needs to come in. That's right. All evidence. Okay, right. Michael Jackson's estate. Okay, so what HBO is doing on March 3rd, they're premiering this new documentary called Leaving Neverland. Okay. Now, obviously, there's been lawsuits left and right throughout Michael Jackson's life for allegedly being misappropriate with young children.
Alleged child abuse.
And there
sexual
was one,
relationships,
that's exactly
everything.
Right. And there was one that came down in 2005. I believe it was 2005, almost positive. Here it is. He was acquitted in 2005 of criminal molestation charges of children, and apparently there's these two children, former children, and one guy was on a Pepsi as a child. If you go see, I remember that Pepsi commercial. It shows he walks into Michael Jackson's his room, his what do you call the room, Cal? When you
like the control room, the studio room?
Yeah, when they're out at a concert. What do you call that room? That's
the green room.
No, okay, the room they get dressed.
What's the green room, yeah.
Oh, the green room, whatever.
Dressing room.
Yeah. He walks in, he sees all his clothes, and he grabs a Pepsi, pretends he's Michael Jackson the whole time. That young boy claims he was, that one time he says he wasn't, he went on TV and said he wasn't, and then later, you know, tries to claim he was, wasn't. This, anyway, these lawsuits of these two boys that came forth are Robbins and Safe Chucks. They brought a lawsuit and lost the case, and now it's up on appeal, and they're doing a documentary. This is I'm giving you the quick version. HBO's doing a documentary on this and what's going on and what happened.
And this is the one that aired at Sundance, is that correct?
Yes.
Which was 4 hours long.
And
it's two hours and then a break and then the other 2 hours.
And what happened in Sundance, apparently, they run this as a kind of a premiere to see what people's reactions.
Sure.
And apparently it was just, you know, people were crying and it was very upsetting. And
walking out of the theater in disgust.
And brought a very, very poor light upon Michael Jackson. Who, by the way, you know, we could say good or bad about him, but he's not here to defend himself.
He's dead now, so.
Yeah, he's not here to defend himself.
And,
so.
And that's what the estate said, basically.
Right.
One of the things they said was, well, sure, you're doing that now because he's deceased and can't defend himself.
Well, and not just that. They're saying what this is about the Robbins and Safe Chuck's legal strategy, because they lost their case, and now it's up on appeal, and they're trying to go out and sensationalize it, and they're saying, hey, you, HBO, are helping them do this. Now, here's what's interesting. This is not a lawsuit. This is a letter from the lawyers from the estate of Michael Jackson writing it to HBO saying, look, And you got to be very careful. Lawyers are being very careful about, you know, threatening, you know, threats. You can't, you know, you got to be careful. How doesn't mean you don't have the right to sue, but so they basically said in firm but nice tone, look, let's discuss this because you haven't even heard our side, what's going on, and we want you to come talk to us and let us lay out our side of the story because there's a lot of facts with this Wade Robinson and James Safechuck that we found out that we have information on that shows, quote, that they believe they were lying. And in fact, in quotes, the letter says, we caught them in lies. We want you to produce that and lay that side.
So they're asking then that HBO get its own film crew together and reproduce a rebuttal piece?
Or at least take the rebuttal piece and put it into this documentary so you hear both sides.
Huh.
And that's their argument. And they're saying these facts are readily available to anyone doing even the minimal due diligence is what they're saying. And they said they didn't seek any comment or response from Jackson's estate at all.
Well, the answer is, we're doing a documentary where we're featuring the stories of these two young men. We don't have to. We're under no obligation. We are simply documenting what their claims are. It's their story,
yeah.
And we're telling that story.
Yeah, and maybe they have a disclaimer up front and all that type of stuff. And this is what they say in the letter, too, by the way. The letter, quote, we know that HBO is facing serious competitive pressures from Netflix and Amazon.
Well, they are.
Which they are.
Sure.
And so they're trying to get – they're saying they're trying to sensationalize. So what they're doing – this is March 3rd, and I'm not trying to promote this, but HBO has come out and said, on you.
We're going to do it.
We're doing it anyway. And, Cal, you and I, as radio hosts, know we are firm believers in the Constitution and the freedom of the press.
Absolutely.
And they have the right to do that. But I think you're right, Cal. You just change it how you say it. Maybe you say, this is the one side or of these individuals'
this
stories.
This is the story of two young men who claim that were molested by Michael Jackson,
right,
in their words and in their our interpretation,
yes,
of them.
And, by the way, there has been a lawsuit, which they have lost, and they're on appeal right now, there may be another side of the story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do the most important.
I don't think they have any super obligation to.
Yeah. No, they don't. But I think that's the right thing to do. Let's follow.
Now, quick takes. Final thoughts on some of the stories discussed on Radio Law Talk, and some we didn't get to.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to do a quick take, and Cal, I want you to do a quick take. My quick take is, no big deal the president's declaring an emergency. I think making a mountain out of a molehill. I know everybody's, oh my gosh, it's a major thing. That's a mountain out of a molehill. The second thing is, you know what? Mediation's a good thing. Ron Arndt did a great job coming in here. My take is, remember, if you have any disputes, try mediation. It works.
My quick take was going to be the same thing, and that is that mediation is something that we should all take a look at, because the object of a court case is to get it settled in an amicable manner that helps both sides in any way that it can, in my view.
Or, both sides, as the one mediator has told me that uses it all the time, when both sides walk out not quite happy, that means they did their job.
Exactly.
And that's what mediation's about, is give and take. And that's part of life. That's part of marriage, right, Cal? Give and take.
Me.
Actually, not really. It's give, 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 give. It's the wives are in charge.
I don't do much of the taking, but
well,
no. I'm
happy Valentine to my beautiful bride, who I haven't seen in a little while. And, Cal, your beautiful bride, happy
to mine, too. I know she'll be back in town in just a few days, and I can hardly wait.
And we can hardly wait to see them. Thank you for joining us at Real Law Talk. Cal, thanks for being a good friend of mine. Thank you for being with me. We had a great time. Forget these guys. It's Cal and Fred. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Next week, 9 to noon.
We will, right here on Radio Law Talk. Thanks for turning us on. We'll see you in a week and on RadioLawTalk.com anytime you want.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.